Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Sydney Sussex College. I am wearing my college tie, which I've only had for about 4 weeks, actually. I was an undergrad here, 1974 to 1977. You can do the maths. I was officially here to study English, but I was actually here at Cambridge to pursue my ambition to become a professional actor. And I don't know how I did it, but for 3 years, every term time, I acted in a play every other week at this university. I think I was partly fueled by a continuous supply of chocolate biscuits and Mars bars from Sainsbury's, which is still across the way, 50 years later. But Sydney also gave me the opportunity to live an independent life. I was reading English, so I was interested in language, and that love of language has stayed with me ever since. And I've always looked back very fondly on my time at Sydney. It's a self-effacing kind of place in Sydney. It's one of Cambridge's best-kept secrets, really. But it punches well above its weight. There are plenty of Nobel Prizes that come from here, and I have it on the authority of Dorothy L. Sayers that this is probably the college that Sherlock Holmes attended. But it's not without controversy, as Guy has already told you. You've stolen my thunder, Guy.
I'm so sorry.
I can tell you a little bit more about Cromwell. Some of you may already know this. It's probably about 50 metres away in that direction, but no one knows exactly where. There is a large wooden box, and in that box there is the head, the decapitated head, of Oliver Cromwell. He was here for a year. He didn't graduate because his father died and he had to go home. If there's one person in British history that embodies the spirit of controversy, I suppose it's Cromwell. And Sydney took over the care of his head in 1960, but didn't announce the fact to the world for another 2 years. And I think that says something about the college. It's a place that does things quietly. It gets on with the business, but doesn't make a big noise about it. It was one of the earliest men's colleges in Cambridge to admit women while I was here in 1976. And although I remember it as a notably diverse community even then, it's very much more so now. So I think it's a very appropriate place for us to be meeting as a group of communicators. This room, of course, wasn't here when I was here, and it's a splendid room. It's a wonderful place to be. I will be running a tour of the college tomorrow morning at 9:30. I want to check with Guy or Brian exactly where we meet, so there will be more news about that nearer the time. And no, you cannot see the head of Oliver Cromwell. No one can see the head of Oliver Cromwell because no one knows exactly where it is, apart from a very small number of people within the college, and no one knows exactly who they are. So if you want to come on a tour at 9:30 tomorrow morning, we'll meet probably either here or I'm not sure, and it'd be great to see you. Guy? I think we should continue.
Thank you so much.